Welcome to Sin's Antidote. Another episode here. Wanted to stop on in and speak to you guys. Hopefully you guys are having a great and wonderful weekend. Today's topic is going to be talking about, you know, our walk and, you know, how we got here, what brought us to this point, and basically the faith that we have. And we're all at different levels, of course. We're all at different faith paths, and just how we approach it and how we speak to God, and, you know, wanting to step out in that faith and that boldness and just kind of going on the route of being, you know, a better Christian or a better relationship with Jesus. Because a relationship with Jesus isn't about the fact that you're religious or you're part of a religion. Your relationship, your friendship that you have with our Lord and Savior is not the same. We go to church, we go to places of gathering for like-minded individuals, for people who are in the same faith, who believe that Jesus came, died, and is risen, and he's sitting at the right hand of the Father. We just want to associate ourselves with those type of people. And as me going forth, it's been, you know, ups and downs. You know, it's been a long time since I posted on my podcast. It's been a long time since I wanted to have the fire is there to speak about the Lord. It dwindled there for a minute. And something in my heart really hit me a few days ago when I was reading and praying that it just gave me that fire back. It gave me the want to come back and seek and speak to the Lord. And that brings in, that ties into the fact of, like, you know, we miss God's calling quite a bit. We miss the voice of God. And it's kind of sad because the fact that we expect, you know, definitely me, I've expected, you know, God to, like, show up and speak to me very boldly, or, like, to be present right here giving me the knowledge and the wisdom that I was looking for, when that's not how he works. He used to work like that for sure. He used to speak to them directly, but they were super, super heavy in their belief and their faith, and God favored them. This is all, you know, prophets like Jacob, Joseph. And there was times where I would sit and beg and was hoping that he would come and yell at me, or, like, present himself to me, or give me a message in my dream, and to show up in such a loud, bold way, when that's not how he works. That's not how he works at all. And he can show up in this giant, huge way with crashing, banging, banging of, like, breaking down mountains and explosions and brightness. But at the end of everything, he's that whisper in the wind. That small little voice that we don't hear. We think he's in this giant commotion. We think he's gonna move in this giant way. He does, for sure he does, but that's not how he always speaks to us. He doesn't speak to us like that all the time. And that was hard for me to understand, because I always was wanting more. But our faith is different. When Jesus was telling them that the faith, and they're like, we believe if you show us something, do something, show us works. But it's the ones who believe with faith are the ones who walk more boldly. Because even though we don't see anything, sometimes we don't even hear anything, and we still believe and we still push it, That's great. That's wonderful, wonderful news. It's a great thing to hear. Because it is through faith we are saved. Because it's the works that people think that is going to get them to heaven. I didn't like to talk about religion in the past because the fact that I thought that I had to do something. I had to be this perfect person. I had to be this person that was fully walking in perfectness to get to Jesus. It didn't take till quite some time ago, like not really crazy, but I'll say 4, maybe 5 years ago. Maybe it's even longer, but for me to realize that faith is by believing. And yes, we should go out and evangelize. We should go out and spread the word, the good news, the great commission. That's what we're called to do. But those works are just a fruit from our faith. That's just a good deed that we're doing because we want to show people that we're faith. And we also want to show Jesus that we're faithful, but we don't boast. It's not about boasting. It's not about showing up or like telling people that you're doing this. You're doing it because you want to do it, that you truly, genuinely care and love the person that you're sitting next to or you come across with. That's the reason why you want to do it. That's the reason why you want to push, not necessarily push, but to just tell them the great news, the wonderful great news of what Jesus did. And he did an amazing thing. And that's why I say that our works can't do anything. Us doing good things we can't bribe God into heaven. We can't bribe him to get into there. We can't show him, oh, I did this, 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 and this. Yes, please accept me into the heaven and the pearly gates. That's not how it works. That's not how it works. Because God sent Jesus, which is God in human form, to come down to feel what we feel, to understand what we go through, and to know firsthand what anxiety, depression, sadness, all is, pain. Jesus suffered an immense amount of pain that we necessarily don't even know. Every time that I read the Gospels, and I get to the part of Jesus being whipped, beat, spit on, carrying his cross, knowing what was actually taking place, knowing what the whip they were using to actually do to his body, brings me to tears. Flesh was literally being ripped from his back. His back was exposed. His bones were exposed. And then to be put on a cross, and then to have to dwell there next to two sinners, one mocking him, the other saying, "What are you doing?" Knowing that he's blameless, knowing that he is true, that he didn't do nothing, he is perfect. Sometimes we don't understand that we're the sinners next to him, begging him, "Remember me." I say that all the time, "Remember me." When I get angry and I get frustrated and I curse, or when I yell at the person driving, when I get that road rage, or when my mind is just so frustrated with something and it's going a million miles a minute and inside of my mind, now I've come to realize I need to stop. Apologize. And know that it ain't that bad. There are people out there in the world right now who have it 30 times worse, 100 times worse than what you might be going through. And I'm not trying to downplay your problems or your what you go through. But sometimes we have to take a step back and be like, wow, and be thankful and grateful for what we have. I have a roof over my head. I have a car. I have food in my fridge. When it's cold, I have a jacket. My feet get wet, I have socks. I have shoes. We don't realize how much of a privilege it is to have the shoes. That's where it gets rough. And a lot of people are like, well, why does God let all these things happen in this world? Why does he let the bad stuff happen? But bad stuff has been happening since the beginning. When the devil fell, tempted Eve, which tempted Adam, which brought us to the life of good and evil, knowing this, giving us free will and the knowledge and understanding of what we can choose. God knows he gave us free will because he wants us to choose him willingly. He wants us to love him because he wants us to come to know that we love him because we want to, not because we're forced to, not because it's this thing that people say that we put it in our mind that we're just following blindly into this religion and it's just force-fed stuff. I think if you sit down truly with an open mind, an open heart, you sit and read the Bible with an open mind, it will talk to you. It will show you who you are. And what I've known is none of us on this earth are good. We are not good people. We are people of sin, of the flesh. We want to live in the flesh. The soul is willing. The flesh is weak. We always choose the flesh. When was it a time where you're like, I should read the Bible, but you get stuck on the death scroll of Instagram? And then you don't read your Bible. And that's that small little voice telling you, hey, go read your Bible. Hey, real quick, just go read your Bible. Go read your Bible. How many times do we ignore that? How many times are we like, no, we'll read it later? No, not today. And then we get mad and frustrated at the fact that bad things are happening. We're letting the evil one come into our lives and come and disrupt everything. And we're wondering why. And two, once you become more spiritual and you start reading and start feeding the Spirit and connecting with the Holy Spirit and understanding what is truly being said in the Word, you do get attacked more by the evil one. Because he's mad, he's frustrated at the fact that you are receiving a gift from God for free. Because you can't earn it. You can't earn that. You can never earn it. It's given for free. And I grew up Catholic, okay? And in the Catholic realm of what I learned, I don't know what it is now. I can't say, but I'm saying how my experience and what I've seen. When I was a Catholic, and people are praying to saints, that's where I was like, well, that doesn't make any sense. Why are they wanting us to pray to saints? Why do you want to pray to a saint? When our Lord is breathing, he's alive, he talks to you, he answers you, he's there. Why would you not speak to Jesus himself? That's mind-boggling to me. I confess my sins to Jesus. I ask for Jesus' forgiveness. I talk to the Father. So why do people go into a booth and speak to a priest for their forgiveness of sins, when you could go directly to the source of Jesus? You come to Jesus' well, you get the life water. Okay? And Jesus healed many. He fed many. He showed many signs and wonders. We have that Holy Spirit in us ourselves. Jesus' name can heal, can resurrect. Can cast out demons. Demons know Jesus. Demons know scripture. So people don't understand that these people who come up in this world don't follow them blindly. You can like a pastor. You can like an Instagram pastor or an influencer who knows about Christ or who knows about Jesus. But you have to, for yourself, go into the Word, take what that person said and match it to the Word to know that it's true. Don't just take everything you hear by fact. Connect with God Himself. Do it on your own, because He speaks to us very differently. Everyone gets a different word, different notice, a different interpretation, because He wants to help you. He wants to heal you. See? I go on every day. I wake up in the morning. I've taken this as a routine. The minute I get up and I swing my legs across off the bed, I start to pray. I pray about thanking Him for letting me live another day. Thanking Him for letting my family live another day. I thank Him for the things that He continues to do to me, to give me the energy, the boldness, the strength to come on here and speak to you. Because I got throughout the day, when things go bad or things get frustrating for me or things have not going my way, I step back and I thank the Lord, because it's the fact that the Lord is here and I'm not dead. I have the gift of everlasting life. Why would I not want to share it with you guys? I want to share it with my family. My family is Catholic, and it's really hard because one of them believes fully in the Lady of Guadalupe or the Virgin Mary or God's mother, Mary. Yes, she is an amazing woman. She birthed our Lord and Savior. She brought Him into this world, raised Him. But we don't worship her. We don't pray to her. We pray to her Son. The Son of Man. the Lamb, the one with the body and the blood, Jesus Christ. We pray to Him. Why would we pray to anybody else? Why? Why are these shrines about everything else but not about Jesus? Because people don't understand that when you talk about Jesus, people get frustrated and angry because it's the truth. But I don't understand, because even though He spoke boldly and He spoke about love, life, caring, healing, He did speak about death. He did speak about hell. He spoke about hell a lot. It's a real place. It's meant for the demons. It's meant for the devil that fell. It's meant for him. It's not meant for us. We weren't intended for that. We're putting ourselves there. Just like all the things that happened in the Bible in the past. Sodom, Gomorrah. People turning away. People worshiping false gods. Idols. The Ten Commandments were put on this earth to show that you're not a good person. I'm not a good person. We need a Savior. And that Savior is Jesus Christ. That Savior is the one who came down, died on that cross, and shed His blood for you. I know it's hard to hear that we're all bad people. That it's I know it's hard to hear. I didn't like speaking about it in the past when I was a Catholic, because I didn't want to hear that. But then again, I didn't give it the chance to hear the good news. You got to tell me that I'm sick. You got to tell me that I'm dying before you can give me the cure. That's why you got to listen. Honestly, if you go listen to Ray Comfort is a really good person when it comes to giving analogies on how it happens and how you should open your eyes. Like, there's some analogies that he gives. I don't necessarily, I'm probably going to butcher it, but if you're flying above the ground, let's say you're in a massive plane, okay? And the plane's engine starts to fail. It's gonna crash. It's gonna go down. It is going down. Are you gonna jump out the plane without a parachute? Are you gonna believe that you're just gonna flap your wings and not die? That you're gonna hit the ground and bounce? And survive? Because that's how people talk. Oh, I don't believe in hell. It's not there. Oh, I don't believe in this. That can't happen to me. Just because you don't believe in it doesn't mean it's not there. Just because you say that something isn't there doesn't mean that it's really not there. So, in that plane, aren't you going to put on a parachute? Aren't you going to believe in that parachute when you jump that it's going to save your life, that you release that and it's not going to not fail on you? You're going to believe and hope, have faith in the parachute to save your life. We have faith in Jesus to save our life because He came and cleansed us. He shed His blood for us. We have faith in that. People don't understand too that the name Jesus and what He did in the time that He was here, His 30 years plus of ministry, I mean His 30 years of life and whatever His ministry was, I think it wasn't even that long. Sorry, I can't think of it right now. But His ministry that He did here was short. How come there's so much controversy and so much hatred and so much anger when you bring up Jesus? Why? Why is He such this big thing if he wasn't a big deal? For thousands of years. Come on. There is accountability for Jesus being here. There is accountability of hundreds of people, even thousands of people, who saw Jesus after He died. When He rose, He was seen. How is that not proof? How is that not proof? How are the things that are happening today in the Word and the prophecies all coming to pass and you still don't believe? They found the chariots in the sea. They found Noah's Ark. They found possibly Sodom and Gomorrah with all the sulfur, pure sulfur. How are we, as people, turning a blind eye to this? How are you still saying that's not real? How? How? I just want you guys to understand that Jesus loves you so much. Our Father loves you so much that He gave us a way to live forever. He gave us a way to have everlasting life. And it hurts my heart when I'm out and about and I see all these Satanists. I see all this evilness. I see all this disrespect. Because if you knew Jesus and knew how much He loved you, how much He cares for you, how much He can truly heal you, and once you fully believe in the Holy Spirit and let it into your body, let it fill you, what the healing powers it can do for you, and watch the depression, the anxiety, the sadness, the frustration just wash away, never having to deal with it again. Because once you are made clean, you are clean. Your past, present, and future sins are forgiven by Jesus. That's not to say to keep sinning. That's not to say to be like everyone else where you can do whatever you want during the week and then go to Sunday church and be like, I'm clean again. And then back Monday morning, starting all over again. It's a change. It's a mentality change. It's a change of way of life. It is wanting to do good for the kingdom of God and to put away the evil. The old you is dead once you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Once you are made new, the old you is dead. You are about to live a life of Christ. You are about to take that step into the Lord. And then the next step is fully getting the filled of Holy Spirit. And once you're filled with the Holy Spirit, guess what? That fire comes back. That fire of wanting to spread the word comes. And yes, I fell off for a few years. About a year, maybe even a little more. But I'm back. Because God called me back. God called me back into speaking because He is who I work for. He is the one that I give glory to. He is the one that I want to show you guys that He loves you. He truly does love you. He cares for you. Jesus cares for you. And I just want you guys to come talk about it. Jesus loves you, so let's talk about it. Let's talk about what He can do in your life. Let's talk about what areas of your life that you want to change and let Jesus come in and change it. You can't give Him part of your house. You have to give Him the whole thing. Give Him the whole thing. Give Him your whole life. Give everything to the Lord. Just give it to Him. And I just want to say, guys, I love you. Jesus loves you. And in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, put your hands up and say, Lord, take control of my life. Take everything. Everything is yours. Fill me with the Holy Spirit. Guide me with what you want me to do. I surrender my life to you. And in the holy, mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Amen, guys. I just want to say thank you for stopping on in, for taking the time to listen. I love you. Hopefully you have a great and wonderful weekend. Again, Jesus loves you. So let's talk about it. Peace.